Welcome to Modaxo's Transit Unplugged, CEO Live Roundtable, recorded live at the occasion of UITP MENA Transport Congress and Exhibition in Dubai. At this episode, industry leaders Rene Amilcar, Mohammed Obaid Al-Mulla, and Abdullah Al-Marzouki will discuss current trends and priorities in global mobility with a special focus on the Middle East. Join us as we delve into post-COVID priorities of urban mobility, Abu Dhabi's 2030 transportation plan, decarbonization of mobility, the impact of digitalization, and the autonomous taxis in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. We hope you will enjoy this episode and gain valuable perspectives from influential leaders of the mobility sector. I would like to welcome everyone. So it's a great day. We are here in Dubai at the occasion of UITP MENA Transport Congress and Exhibition. This event is being organized during last 10 years successfully between UITP and RTA Dubai. And we are in the second day of this great event. And we are very pleased to welcome all of our guests to the Transit Unplugged session taking place at Modaxo stand. So today we have three very high-level speakers, actually three leaders of mobility in the world. Let me start first introducing Ms. Rene Amilcar. Rene is my former boss when I was working for UITP. So look, when I mentioned the name of Rene, the sound became better. So maybe it was waiting, the microphone or technicians were waiting that I introduce Rene. So Rene is the president of UITP. It's the first female president of the association, which is 140 years old. So welcome, Rene. Thank you for joining us. So we have Mr. Mohammed Obaid Al-Mulla, who is the board member of Roads and Transport Authority of RTA. And Mr. Mohammed Obaid Al-Mulla is also the chairman of UITP MENA division. Welcome, Mr. Al-Mulla. And we have also a very important leader of transportation from Middle East, Mr. Abdullah Al-Marzouki. He is the Director General of Integrated Transport Center, ITC Abu Dhabi. Mr. Al-Marzouki, thank you so much for joining us. So once again, thank you to all for joining us for the Transit Unplugged session. This is a CEO roundtable that is taking place in the MENA Congress. And without going into the, without losing more time, I will just go with my questions to our distinguished panelists. And I would like to start with Rene. So Rene, after the COVID-19, what we are observing is that we see that the transportation is changing a lot in all around the world. And what we are wondering is that how, as UITP, you are seeing the current trends and changing priorities about mobility in the world.
Thank you very much, Khan. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having me here today. I'm very happy to be here. So we already know that COVID-19 has impacted a lot of transit. And what we're seeing now, it's different. You know, in Europe, for example, I think the ridership is back now, and we can easily observe a higher ridership than 2019. It's the same thing in Asia, I think. And even here, I have the opportunity to speak with the CEO of NERDI, and I know that the ridership is increasing very well here as well. Unfortunately, in America, it's a little bit different. And Canada, I mean, USA. And if I can talk about Ottawa, where I'm working, it's very unfortunate because first, we a lot of federal workers, and those workers were very, very engaged with the public transit because they used to take public transit to come to work. And now, since the pandemic, they're still at home. Because of those federal workers, unfortunately, the ridership in Ottawa we're still approximately 7% when we compare with the pandemic.
I think it's very interesting what you are saying, Rene, about the trends in mobility. And then we are observing a significant change in the transportation landscape globally. And now we discussed about the global changes, but now I think it's important to focus on the Middle East region. And then here we have the two leaders of the transport agencies of Middle East. I would like to start with Mr. Obaid Al-Mulla, actually, because they are the host of this Congress here in Dubai. Mr. Al-Mulla, if you focus on the situation today, particularly after COVID, what kind of challenges you are observing in Dubai, and what are your plans for the future to overcome from these challenges?
First of all, I would like to thank all of you, congratulate everybody for successful of Congress of UITP in Dubai. This is the last version, and I think since it started UITP, since RTA from 2007 till now. We had, this is the last version, which is number 5. And I think day by day, growing the public transport in Dubai and all over the world, it is one of the most important issue. It is the challenge which we are facing daily, especially when it comes to the development of the manufacturer, especially focusing on the technology. Since it started RTA, almost it is 20 years, and I think the development going, taking place. One of the major issues, it is the population is growing in the Middle East day by day and affecting the plan, affecting the number of buses, number of the spaces in the within the public transport. So based on this information, RTA is planning all the time ahead for the future, and the technology is developing day by day. And these are the challenge which we are ready and plan for the future, even above expectation, because all the time we are, since it started, we are developing day and night to reach the desirable people, to satisfy them. On the other hand, to develop and grow with the people demand. These are the change. Always the public transport, it is playing a big role in the Middle East, especially in Dubai these days. We are, since it started, it was number of the people who use public transport was very small number. Today we are reaching over 22% of the people using public transport. And we are very proud that's around nearly 2 million people using public transport. Based on the demand of the people requirement, and we are at the service of the people, and we see the level of satisfaction on the eyes of the people. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Al-Mullah. Now we have also Mr. Al-Marzouki joining us, and it won't be wrong if I call Abu Dhabi as a rising star in the mobility in the region with very important projects. And then what we know is that Abu Dhabi prepared a transportation mobility management plan for 2030. So my question is to you, Mr. Al-Marzouki, what are the key elements of Abu Dhabi's 2030 plan regarding objectives about transportation?
Thank you, Dr. Khan, for the invitation. And I believe that such event is supporting all the parties in any equation to ensure that they are having the right technology and exchanging the knowledge and exchanging ideas. Regarding ITC in Abu Dhabi, we are starting our mobility strategy. It's built in several pillars. And I believe that each pillar have opportunity to enhance the quality of life and at the same time create opportunity for the private sector and for the government to ensure that they are delivering right. The first pillar in our mobility strategy is sustainability. We are committed in UAE on the sustainability. We are extend our commitment toward sustainability. This is the second year of sustainability after we are hosting the COP28. And it's just to show that we are committed to sustainability to ensure quality of life. In Abu Dhabi, we start, I will give some example about one of the few steps we take it regarding the sustainability. Already we start with our green assessment program, which is to ensure that we are adapting in our public transport electrical and hydrogen buses. We are targeting to have within the coming years to have Abu Dhabi as a green island. What I mean by a green island? Island that can be served by electrical or friendly buses and public transport. The second pillar is safety, because the safety of people is very important. And this is a very important pillar. Abu Dhabi was recognized and one of this is the safest capital in the world. And one of the responsibility to maintain this position is to ensure safety within the mobility. Third, which is I think that something will touch the life of everyone, how we can have smart mobility. Smart mobility is not about having a smart application. Smart mobility is to do all the operation in a very smart way, ensuring that efficiency, effectiveness, and ensuring added value for our main people in our city. We are, for example, in Abu Dhabi, always we are proud, even in UAE, that we are a big family of 200 nationality. Everyone come with expectation, with a dream. And our duty in ITC, for example, in Abu Dhabi, to ensure that everyone have the right surface that can from that surface, he can achieve his dream. He feel that he's in second home. He can grow his family in very safe and sustainable and smart environment. So mobility can make your day good or can make your day bad. So we are targeting very small mission that every day we need to make your mode is very good by avoiding congestion, provide alternative for you and easy of doing business and to reach your work in very good mode. So I think any boss can have the same.
Actually, that's a great conclusion of your contribution to this question. Actually, it's really when I was in last time in Abu Dhabi, we were really seeing great projects in different fronts, especially the Green Bus program is really ambitious. So thank you, I mean, Mr. Marzuki, for this leadership on this ambitious program. I think I go back to Ghana because one of the key trends now what we see in the mobility in the world is digitalization. So the agencies all around the world, they use the technology more and more day by day. So how do you see digitalization could be helping to the authorities and operators in it? Because you were also leading a bus company in Canada. So how do you use it as well?
Thank you. Bus company and a light rail as well. So definitely with the COVID-19, you know, I used to compare that with what happened with the vaccine. We know that because of the COVID, a lot of good companies have worked together and arrived with a vaccine very, very quickly. I think the same thing happened on public transit as well, because we can see now a lot of very good improvement and a lot of new tools. And even if I compare just with Ottawa, we didn't have the fair payment, the open permit in the past. And very quickly we came with that, and we can pay now with our credit card or debit card, which is great because we don't need it anymore to exchange a ticket, you know. And I think definitely it's the trend. It's important for public transit. It's important as well to listen to our customers, because we have to bring some new technologies, we have to bring those tools, but we have to listen to them because we have to accommodate them and we have to make sure that they can follow us as well, because at the end of the day, they want to go from the point A to B, and they need those technologies, they want them to make their lives easier, but they want as well to be non-captive. They want to stay passive because, you know, most of the time they are still sleeping when they take the transit, and they want this transfer to be very easy. So we have to think about it. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Rene. I think when we are talking about the technology and it is support for public transport, one very important mode of mobility is certainly taxi transportation. And then if you ask me, I mean, maybe some of you are knowing that I'm a taxi expert, former taxi expert of UITP. And then I could be easily telling you that one of the best taxis running in the world are here in UAE, in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi. There are very efficient taxi systems are being used. And I want to start with, I mean, Mr. El Mulla on this one, because he was one of the leaders who made the transformation in the taxi transport in Dubai. I mean, what is currently the role of taxis in urban transport in Dubai? And then how do you see it in the future? Because Dubai is now even also implementing autonomous cars in the taxi transport and so on.
I think the taxi industry in Dubai or in any place in the world playing a big role for the connectivity and connecting between all the modes of transport, the flexible, it is a taxi. And if you go any city in the world, any city, first of all, you don't know how to reach any place. So you get a taxi. And now the taxi is affected by the technology, especially when it comes to the involvement of the demand of the taxi through your telephone, through your mobile. So it's affected in deep. And I think limousine is playing also a big role in any city. The number of limousine is growing more than the taxi all over the world. And I think this is also the normal because of the technology is taking place in the pocket of the people or in the life of the people, because you have your pocket is full of the information about the anything you require. So your telephone is reaching anything. Based on this, I think taxi industry, you need to have lots of the development in terms of the technology, because technology is growing up everywhere in the world. So you require to have even high technology for high touch. So you need to have driver also to be upgraded, because these are the most important element that most of the area around the world, that they're taking care of the car, they forgot about the driver. The driver need also training, the driver need also customer service, it should be oriented. And on the other hand, you require to also to focus on what require on the taxi for the people demand. So you need to have now, I think, taxis around the world, especially in the UAE, playing a big role with the security, because now the taxi driver is moving around 400 to 500 up to 600 kilometers. So they have lots of information about everything. And there is also huge involvement of information which we transfer from the taxi to another organization, which is gives a lots of information. These are the things, it is a part of the security. And I think this is something is a very in advance to have in any place in the world to help any entities that they require anything related to the maintenance, related to the street lighting, related to the also anything related to other organization.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Al-Mulla. Now, I think I want to continue with the same direction with Mr. Al-Marzouki, because Abu Dhabi, you are also very ambitious in terms of the driverless taxis. And then you put the first driverless taxi, if I'm not wrong, in Yas Island. It works now. I'm wondering, what's the initial reaction of the riders, the users, about this driverless taxi experience in Abu Dhabi? And maybe you can also add some few words about your objectives regarding further digitalization of the mobility in the city of Abu Dhabi.
Thank you. I will elaborate more about our trial of having AV taxi and vehicles in one of two areas, actually in Yas Island and the Saadiyat. You know, the AV is part of the future. Everyone, I believe, in mobility know that AV cars is part of the future. And some of the cities believe that this is the far future. In Abu Dhabi, that we believe that we need to be ready by launching that and bring the far future to be the near future. This is the reason we came with our partner to start the AV cars in Yas. And I will not say it's commercially, but it was fully operated. And our record on the, we ran it for more than 1 year. And this support has first enhanced our regulation, enhanced our understanding about this technology, because we saw that some of the technology, we keep discussing it in very high level. I think put it in the trial, make everything clear. And this is what we did in Abu Dhabi. We put it in operation for 1 year. We collect a lot of information. We enhance a lot of surface. And we believe that we are ready now by the regulation that already issued and with the partner that network we created by this trial and the preparation of the team regarding the gain a lot of knowledge and the skills. We are ready to launch it as even commercially. And I believe that, you know, people, they like something new. You know, all the new generation, they are doing a lot of things in computer, phones, AVs, whatever. So I think that we are providing something. It will not change, by the way, the taxi game, or it's not game changer, but it's very important element will be in any city that to have the service, which is already implemented in Abu Dhabi. Regarding the smart technology in public transport and taxi, I totally agree with Ubaid here, that the taxi is the first, it can create a good impression about the city or not. In Abu Dhabi and Dubai, for example, one of the main users is our tourism that coming to the city. And a lot of them is coming for the first time. So we need to ensure that usually the first comer for any city, he uses the taxi. We need to ensure that this surface is comfortable, clean, and we are training our driver to ensure to be our ambassador to introduce the city in a very, very good way, because they can build the impression for the people. You know, this is a big challenge. If you build the impression negative about the city, you will be not able to attract more visitor for your city, which is against our strategy. In Abu Dhabi and UAE, mainly, we are trying all the time to ensure that all the domains, it's ready to welcome everyone to work, to visit, to live in Abu Dhabi and in UAE. So one of them is the taxi. So smart taxi, smart training for the drivers is something mandatory, and we are keeping watching this in a very close manner.
Thank you so much, Mr. Al-Marzouki. So I'm in the last round of questions, but I will not ask a specific question in the last round. I would like to ask our speakers, in case you have any additional points that you would like to raise, maybe we can do a very quick tour. If there is anything that you want to add on what we discussed before we close, René, maybe. Any message that you would like to give as a UITP president before we close?
Thank you very much. For sure, I will say continue the excellent job that you are doing, because this is why we exist. And it's important to bring people from their cars to buses, and all technologies, all new buses that will help us very much. Thank you very much for being here and advocating for public transit. It's a very important as well.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to give an important message for the everyone that public transport, whether people they like or they don't like, at the end, public transport will take responsibility at any city, because most of the people, they're facing a lot of challenges. And I think with any city require a backbone, which is the most important issue, it's a metro. On the other hand, without metro, bus cannot work. Without bus, metro cannot work. So these two mode of transport, it's interrelated. So require both of them should be in any city. And then you cannot evaluate any city without metro. So that means backbone. On the other hand, taxi and limousine and monorail and also the other mode of transport is helping this major two to any city. So the bus require dedicated line to reach on punctuality, taking responsibility of the time, taking responsibility of the comfortability, affordability also, something very important. Any city to want to be succeed, they need to have to make successful the public transport. Public transport require also huge dedicated line. On the other hand, I would like to mention that Dubai also facing in the future autonomous taxis, and maybe it goes to other mode of transport. And I think in the future also, because of the technology is getting developed every day by day, so maybe bus, the metro, the tram, the other mode of limousine, and also taxis will take place in the city in the city without driver. Not now, but in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. I want first to mention that in Abu Dhabi, we have a big aspiration. We have a big objective. And as any city, when any city identify itself and where it need to be positioned in the rank of all the cities, mobility come as main pillar to identify the experience within the city. In Abu Dhabi and IHC, we are committed to provide and to enhance our mobility experience. And for that, we are coming to this event. We are asking you to support us by building a strength partnership. And I believe that the future, they mentioned that if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, you go together. So I'm requesting everyone participating in this event and UITB is to come together in Abu Dhabi and UAE. Let's walk far in this journey about what the level of mobility we need to create in our city. Let's go far, and we are ensuring that in ITC, we are willing to listen for a new idea, to adapt any new technology, and to whatever enhance the experience in Abu Dhabi, we are committed to discuss and explore and to do it, to bring it to the capital of UAE. So please, you are most welcome to come to ITC, to Abu Dhabi. Let's walk together, let's go far in this journey and to achieve something maybe the first time achieved in the mobility sector. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Al-Marzouki, Mr. Al-Mullah, Ms. Amika. And I would like to ask a round of applause from our participants for our distinguished panelists and speakers. Before I close, actually, I also want to thank the DUM on behalf of Transit Unplugged and the Modaxo that is hosting the Transit Unplugged. And what I can tell is that you will be able to visit the Transit Unplugged website, that you can be later on listen to this panel discussion. And we will have a paper about the summary of what was discussed here to share and disseminate with the further people.
Hi, this is Tris Hussey, editor of the Transit Unplugged podcast. Thank you for listening to this special bonus episode, the live CEO roundtable recorded at UITP MENA Transport Congress and Exhibition that was held in Dubai. Now, stay tuned, because we have another special episode that was recorded at the UITP MENA Conference and Expo. It'll be coming up later this month in April. If you want to stay in touch with everything that's going on with Transit Unplugged on social media, our newsletter, or Transit Unplugged TV, make sure you visit transitunplugged.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, check out our social profiles, and catch up on some episodes you might have missed in the past. Transit Unplugged is brought to you by Modaxo. At Modaxo, we're passionate about moving the world's people. And at Transit Unplugged, we're passionate about telling those stories. So until next time, ride safe and ride happy.